David Hood. Age, 58. Occupation, director with an international manufacturing company. How long have you lived in Cambridge? 56 years. Do you reside in the ward, city you are running in?
Yes.
Why are you running in this election?
I am running in this election not because I wish to become a career politician, but rather a conduit between the citizens of Ward 8 and our city council. In business, I know that a fragmented organization will never succeed, and see that the case of our current council. This is a once-in-four-year opportunity where votes can signify the need for change or not.
What qualifies you to represent your ward?
My career in business is my strongest asset coming into a council position. Both in life and business, I stay true to a method. I listen, ask questions, assess the information, define a problem if there is one, make a decision.
Why should people vote for you?
People, and specifically the people of Ward 8, should vote for me because in council I will be voting for them. By that I mean I will make decisions based on facts before that of my individual opinion.
What do you see as the main issues facing residents of the ward?
It goes without saying we want to see safer neighborhoods, more speed zones, rid the core areas of the crime and drugs. Sadly, we see more spending for private security and security cameras rather than hitting the problem head on. Why do we not see adequate enforcement, be it police or bylaw?
Traffic has improved on Franklin Boulevard since roundabouts came about, however, it's quickly worsening.
What do you see as the main issues facing residents of Cambridge on a broader scale?
With inflation rate at a 39-year high, this is already impacting us in so many ways. Higher mortgages, food prices, fuel prices, building costs, vehicles, etc. The list goes, as will the rise in the city's operating costs.
The inclusion of a safe consumption site in the Gault core and how the approval was able to slide through remains a contentious issue for many citizens and councillors. I won't say if I was for or against, but that the public engagement process was a complete failure and won't be allowed again.
Another issue we have is the lack of infrastructure needed to support the population growth in Cambridge.
What is the most important thing you want to see changed in Cambridge?
With the pandemic, lockdowns and whatnot, there has been a noticeable loss of oversight. Going forward and regardless further restrictions, full transparency must return.
What services need to be improved in Cambridge?
Also to the pandemic, we've all experienced fewer services which need to be restored to normal.
Is Cambridge growing too fast, just the right amount, or not fast enough?
I feel we are growing too fast in certain areas of the city, and with so many developments being vertical. The Smart Center development is a good example, where an estimated 10,000 new residents will be jammed into this corner lot at Pinebush Road with only one route in or out.
What can be done locally about the homelessness issue?
That is a very broad question with many connotations. If we mean providing shelter for those in genuine need, tiny homes projects are proving to be a great example of where the less fortunate can rebuild their lives with pride and respect for those who share the space around them. Keep funding directed to these projects. Conversely, we have another group we often define as homeless, showing complete disregard our community. Citizens are fed up with the littering, defacing of property, theft, drugs and general crime. Meanwhile, we're told there's nothing bylaw and police can do.
How do we make Cambridge an even better city to live in?
There's no single thing that I have to suggest. That depends solely on you as a voter and what you want.
To learn more about David, visit davidhoodforward8.godaddysites.co.